Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Thursday class, August 14th, 2025, 3rd John.
Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the teaching of God's word. And therefore, open the word of God this evening to 3rd John. 3rd John. And in preparation to worship our Lord this evening, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, sir, for the preservation of the canon of Scripture, your aletheia, the absolute truth of the Word of God. And we thank you for the privilege we have this evening of fellowshipping with you through the study of the Word. And as we do so, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Well, we have an update on the Las Ventanas Senior Living Center. Daria stepped in for Rich Blair while he's up playing with salmon in Alaska, making all these videos underwater of these salmon, sending them to me. I just want him to bring me the salmon. We have every Saturday, Salmon Saturday, every Saturday. And do I get tired of it? No, I don't. And I've got a kick of years and years ago, Dr. Ruggieroli Sr., who is now in heaven, he said, Pastor Olson, you need to quit eating so much red meat and eat salmon. You need to eat salmon, salmon, salmon. Okay. And we love, Deb and I love that. She always asks me, are you getting tired of salmon? No, I'm not. We throw in a shrimp now and then, something else with it, but very good. So Daria stepped in for Rich while he's on vacation in Alaska. And this is the August 13th report. And Daria says, thank you for all of your prayers. The Las Ventanas Heaven Special Bible class was to God's honor and glory. We had six beautiful ladies in class. This lesson was the second half, and the pastor got right in with several passages teaching on the judgment seat of Christ and the different mental attitudes that winners and losers will have at the judgment seat of Christ. And then he went into detailed teaching on the rewards, crowns and rewards, that the winner believer will receive. We ended up in 2 Timothy 2, verses 3 through 7. The Apostle Paul uses three different illustrations that demonstrate strict self-discipline and absolute obedience to the plan of God. God has a strict system of rules for the obedient and humble believer to follow in order to receive these crowns and rewards, or as the Bible calls them, Stephanos. All who fail to discipline themselves to observe these rules, they disqualify themselves from receiving them. Every believer is to have great self-discipline, endurance, and a certain toughness, like in the three illustrations that Paul used, was the soldier in war, the athlete training for the Olympic Games, the hard-working farmer, to execute the plan and the will of God. They all thanked me, Daria, for standing in for Rich, and they're looking forward to Bible class next week and some fish stories from Rich when he comes back from Alaska. Thank you again for all of your prayers. Daria, thank you for stepping in. That's a part of teamwork. And you stepped in as a part of the team. Thank you very much. All right. 3 John is a very short epistle. Not 10 chapters, not 14 chapters, not 3, not even 2. Just 1. But there is so much here, and we have in the first 8 verses a fellow by the name of Gaius. He's not a pastor, he's a layman, but he is a winner believer. He is exactly what we need in the United States of America right now. In this nation, we need a pivot of Gaiuses in the United States of America. And the Apostle John loves Gaius. He loves Gaius as the Lord Jesus Christ loved the Apostle John. In the first 2 verses, John writes, "The old man, the presbyteros, the commander, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love with virtue love in the sphere of aletheia, absolute truth of the Word of God." Verse 2, "Dear friend, I pray that you may succeed and prosper in everything and to be in good health, just as your soul is succeeding and prospering in everything." That last phrase, Gaius's soul is prospering in everything. What's that? Gaius has the entire greater grace blessing package. The entire package. And that's why we're taking time to go through the greater grace blessing package. This is not only a package of greater grace blessings that Gaius, he had it. It's not just a package that the Apostle John had and the Apostle Paul had. It's a package that I expect all of you to have, every one of you to have, this greater grace blessing package. And I expect all of you to have your soul prospering. Prospering. Now, what is in that fantastic greater grace blessing package? This is how great our God is. Our God is a God of grace. And as soon as you placed your faith in Jesus Christ, God imputed His righteousness to you, establishing a grace pipeline. With the justice of God on one end and the imputed righteousness of God in you on the other end. Why? Why did God set up that grace pipeline? Because He wanted to bless you and bless you and bless you and bless you. He started out instantly at the moment of salvation with 40 salvation blessings. Right away. Above and beyond anything you could ask or think. And every day from that day right up to tonight, He's been giving to you logistical grace, blessing, and support. Temporal security to keep you alive in the middle of the devil's world. Why? So that you can make good decisions. Good decisions to live the spiritual life by the spiritual skills. Good decisions to grow up in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Good decision to reach the ultimate objective and have virtue love brought to completion in your heart. That's why we're here. And when that becomes reality, then God sends down that grace pipeline, greater grace blessings, the entire greater grace blessing package. And that greater grace blessing package is made up of 9 categories. We have studied the first 2 categories. Category number 1, spiritual blessings. Category number 2, temporal blessings. But this greater grace blessing package, the entire package, comes to you when you attain spiritual maturity, when you attain the ultimate objective of the spiritual life. And have virtue love brought to completion in your heart, you will have the entire package. So, you need to know what that is. It's amazing. The first category was spiritual blessings. I'm not going to go through everything that I taught last week. Maybe a little bit, some of the things. Spiritual blessings. First of all, spiritual blessing means maximum awareness of life. Maximum capacity for life. You are very much alive and you savor every moment of life. Whether you are facing adversity and suffering or whether you are in great prosperity. Spiritual blessings also include maximum contentment. Contentment is part of the happiness spectrum. Self-contained happiness, sharing the happiness of God. Sharing the happiness of God is the other side of the coin of occupation with Christ. And happiness is a spectrum that goes all the way from contentment and tranquility to great ecstatics. So spiritual blessings includes maximum contentment, tranquility of soul, happiness in life, regardless of your situation or your circumstances. Spiritual blessing means maximum use of God's problem-solving devices provided by God for you to handle and clear the hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing. Spiritual blessings include maximum blessings in the relationships of your life. Relationship with God, relationship with people, relationship with yourself. Some of the spiritual blessings specific to spiritual maturity include maximum contentment, which is the stability of happiness. Maximum tranquility, which is the backbone of happiness. Maximum poise, which is the overt manifestation of happiness. Maximum capacity for life, for love, and for happiness. It also includes there will be maximum divine good production in your life. There will be maximum function of your spiritual gift. And you all have at least one spiritual gift. You might have more than one. But you all have at least one spiritual gift, and that spiritual gift will function to the maximum. You will have a personal sense of destiny. You live your life in the light of eternity. You have maximum virtue. You have grace righteousness in your soul, the uniform of honor. You live your life by the royal family honor code. As an invisible hero, you have invisible but real impact in three categories: personal impact, national impact, international impact. The ability, you have the ability to interpret historical trends and to evaluate life and what's going on in America and around the world from the divine viewpoint. You have a dynamic spiritual life which glorifies God and pleases God to the maximum. You have finally come to the point where you can say that God's plan has been executed in your life. That's the great spiritual blessing package in this greater great blessing package. But that's just one. There are nine categories in the greater grace blessing package. Category number two, temporal blessings. And the principle with temporal blessings is this: if God doesn't promote you, then you're not promoted. God doesn't promote any spiritually mature believer beyond his limitations or into a place of activity where he would be distracted away from God or the Word of God, or his life would be neutralized. The church age believer can only be promoted by living the unique spiritual life by the spiritual skill. The church age believer must think of promotion as the result of fulfilling the ultimate objective of the spiritual life in the church age. Virtue love brought to completion in your heart. Personal love for God the Father, impersonal love for all mankind, occupation with Jesus Christ. While all spiritually mature believers have spiritual blessings, temporal blessings vary with the individual mature believer. But there are certain categories that can be noted. There is establishment prosperity. That is protection from crime, protection from reprisal or violence, and vindictiveness from others. It includes contentment in times of national disaster. That's establishment prosperity. And if we keep going the way we're going, you're going to be living in national disaster in the United States of America. There is war and national emergency prosperity. And this includes the blessings of efficiency and success and promotion. And for some, leadership, whether soldiers or civilians. Third, there is professional prosperity. Fourth, there is business prosperity, where pertinent, and this is success in business as an owner or executive of a large corporation, or as a salesman, administrator, or even a laborer. There is social prosperity. There is romantic prosperity. Oh, what's romantic prosperity? This is the reality of a successful and happy marriage. The reality of a successful and happy marriage. There is mental prosperity. And this is the ability to concentrate, to organize both your thinking and your life, to synchronize, to analyze. This is courage, which is the ability to think under pressure. There is cultural prosperity. There is health prosperity. Now, if you have violated too many principles of health already, you may not have good health. But you will have the ability to cope with your lack of good health. There's leadership dynamic prosperity. And this is the ability to take any assigned responsibility and do it efficiently and cheerfully and effectively. This is the ability to assume authority and responsibility without the loss of virtue and integrity and without using tyranny. This is true leadership, not micromanagement and not petty bureaucratic behavior. Now that's the second category, temporal prosperity. That brings us to category number three. Remember, there are nine in this greater great blessing pack, and the whole package comes to the winner believer. The whole package. Now, category number three, you receive the fantastic blessing of suffering for blessing. Wow. What an honor. What a privilege. You now have reached that point in your spiritual life where God is free to give you this fantastic mantle, the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. The opportunity to glorify God in suffering as well as in good health and prosperity. What a privilege, what an honor. It gives you the opportunity. God wants you all to run the hurdles. He wants you all to run spiritual hurdles and glorify Him in suffering as well as in good health. And it's when you run those spiritual hurdles of undeserved suffering for blessing, it demands precisely correct procedure. And that precisely correct procedure is God's problem-solving devices that He's given to us. Each category of suffering for blessing is designed to advance the believer to another stage of spiritual adulthood, glorifying God in the process. To clear the hurdles of suffering for blessing, you must use the precisely correct procedure. And that demands maximum use of God's problem-solving devices of spiritual adulthood. The faith rests life, personal love for God the Father, the great motivating virtue, impersonal love for all mankind, the great functional virtue, occupation with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ makes Himself at home in your heart. And on the other side of the coin, self-contained happiness. You share the happiness of God. And a personal sense of destiny. You live your life in the light of eternity. Maximum grace orientation. Maximum doctrinal orientation. Suffering for blessing equates living with dying. And adversity with prosperity. Suffering for blessing is glorifying God in the living phase of your life. And glorifying God in the dying phase of your life. We have two parts of our life while we're here on this earth. Now, we're only here a very short time. When I was a kid, I thought I was going to be here forever. But we are here a very short time. I can't tell you how many, every day almost, Debbie will say, "Can you believe how fast this month went? Can you believe we've already gone through Wordle?" And you see, when I always have the starting word. I have the starting word for Wordle. And I go through the alphabet and pick out a word, A word, and I start with the A word, then a B word, C word, D word. Now, we talk about, we used to say how fast this month went or how fast this week went. Now it's, can you believe we've already gone through the alphabet in Wordle? I said, no, I know it. It's going faster and faster and faster. We're only here a short time. And you'll turn around, you'll be absent from the body and face to face with the Lord. But there's two parts to your life in that short time while you're here. There's the living phase of your life, and there's the dying phase of your life. And both of them are great, but you know what? The winner believer, when he gets to the dying phase of his life, it's even greater than the living phase of his life. No matter how you transfer from time to eternity, the winner believer, when you get to that dying phase of your life, it's even greater in blessing than the living phase of your life. And you will have a contentment and an inner peace that will transcend all human understanding as you go through that. Now, sometimes it's very fast. You might be flying somewhere for a vacation. And then the captain calls and says, we just lost our engines, and we're going down. Well, now, what are you going to do when it's going down? Everybody on the plane will be, ah! What are you going to do? Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride. There'll be a few seconds. You hit the ground. First you go down, then you go up. Absent from the body and face to face with the Lord. So sometimes it's very fast. Other times it might be a long, stretched out over weeks or months, the dying phase. You might go to a doctor and he says, you have terminal cancer. And you have 6 months to live. And that's the dying phase of your life. But when you get to that point as a winner believer, it will be greater than the living phase of your life. So suffering for blessing equates living with dying and adversity with prosperity. Suffering for blessing is glorifying God in the living phase of your life and glorifying God in the dying phase of your life. The winner believer has the same happiness in suffering for blessing as he has in spiritual blessings and temporal blessings. The same happiness in suffering for blessing as he has in spiritual blessings. Blessings and temporal blessing. So, suffering for blessing, undeserved suffering for blessing. Category number four, personal impact of the invisible hero. Now you are, as a winner believer, you're an invisible hero. And the invisible hero has phenomenal personal impact. Let's note a few things. One, this is blessing by association. Blessing by association with the spiritually mature believer. Blessing by association with the spiritually mature believer. Two, all relationships and all contacts with the winner believer result in blessing. All relationships and all contacts with the winner believer results in blessing. Three, there are two categories of blessing by association with a spiritually mature believer. two categories of blessing by association with a spiritually mature believer. Direct blessing from God and indirect blessing from God. So direct blessing from God and indirect blessing from God. And the indirect blessing from God comes by means of the spiritually mature believer. Four, direct blessing from God to those persons associated with the winner believer. Direct blessing from God to those persons associated with the winner believer. And this means fantastic blessing is given to those who are undeserving. This means fantastic blessing is given to those who are undeserving, but who have a relationship with a spiritually mature believer. And this includes family, this includes friends, this includes loved ones, this includes business associates, and this includes pets. Of course, sometimes your dog is a winner believer and you may not be. And you're blessed by association with the dog. Five, indirect blessing from God comes by means of the spiritually mature believer. Indirect blessing from God comes by means of the spiritually mature believer. Because the spiritually mature believer possesses all the virtues of spiritual maturity. The spiritually mature believer has put on the uniform of honor in his soul. The uniform of honor in his soul. He lives his life by the royal family honor code. So indirect blessing from God comes by means of the spiritually mature believer because the spiritually mature believer possesses all these virtues of the uniform of honor, the royal family honor code. He is thoughtful. He is considerate. He is kind. He is tolerant. And he is very gracious and oftentimes very generous. All of these are a part of the uniform of honor, the royal family honor code. These are all the virtues of spiritual maturity. Because of his attainment of spiritual maturity, he shares his wisdom, the word of God he has in his heart, in conversation with others. And he shares whatever else he has. And therefore, to be in his presence is a pleasure. You can count on him that he won't verbally sin against you. Sins of the tongue. He won't malign you. He won't judge you. He won't slander you. He won't stab you in the back. Because he has virtue love brought to completion in his heart. He has the uniform of honor. The spiritually mature believer shares both his virtue personality and his material blessings with those associated with him. He is a source of great stability in the life of those around him. Six, There are five areas of blessing by association. The five areas of blessing by association. Number one, the spiritual periphery. It refers to those associated with the spiritually mature believer in a local church. Those associated with a spiritually mature believer in a local church. In Bib Ed. On a mission board. In some Christian service organization. Number two, there is the family periphery. And that refers to those associated with the spiritually mature believer as a husband, a wife, a father, a mother, children, relatives, and even pets. A husband, a wife, a father, a mother, children, relative, even pets. Number three, there is the social periphery, which refers to friends associated with the spiritually mature believer. The social periphery. Number four, there is the geographical periphery, which refers to those associated with the spiritually mature believer in his neighborhood, in his city, in the county, in the state, or in his nation. The geographical periphery refers to those associated with the spiritually mature believer in his neighborhood, city, county, state, or nation. Number five, there is the professional or business periphery, which refers to those associated with the spiritually mature believer in business, schools, athletic teams, medical clinics, law firms, law enforcement organizations, engineering firms, banks, corporations, symphony orchestras, military organizations. So there is the professional or business periphery, refers to those associated with the spiritually mature believer in business, schools, athletic teams, medical clinics, law firms, law enforcement organizations, engineering firms, banks, corporations, symphony orchestras, and military organizations. Seven. There is blessing by association after death. There is blessing by association after physical death. That is, one, those loved ones who are left behind receive the greatest insurance policy provided by association with the spiritually mature believer. The greatest insurance policy provided is you being associated with the spiritually mature believer. And when he dies, you will be blessed by association after that winner believer is absent from the body and faced with the Lord, you will continue to be blessed and blessed and blessed. Blessing by association. Two, blessing by association continues after death, after the death of the spiritually mature believer. Blessing by association continues after the death of the spiritually mature believer. It extends on to the next generation and sometime to the third generation. And this explains how bereaved ones associated with the dead spiritually mature believer, regardless of their spiritual status, even unbelievers receive blessing and prosperity by association. This explains how bereaved ones associated with the dead spiritually mature believer, regardless of their spiritual status, even unbelievers receive blessing and prosperity by association. That's category number four. There are nine categories in the Greater Grace Blessing Package. Category number five, national impact of the invisible hero. National impact of the invisible hero. You see, this is the hope for America. It's called a pivot. A pivot of spiritually mature believers. And if there's a big enough pivot of spiritually mature believers in Client Nation USA, God will deliver us from the fifth cycle of national discipline. And so, the principle is, as goes the believer, so goes the client nation of God. Right now, we are a nation in apostasy and degeneracy. We are here, that means there's hope. The hope for America is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the hope for America. The hope for America is a spiritual revival to turn back, America, to turn back to God and the Word of God. And so I'm sure you all pray every day, as I do, that the grace gospel will be given all over America, all over America, that many sons might come into glory by faith alone in Christ alone, apart from any and all work. And I pray every day for all those Christians out of fellowship with God, living by the lust patterns of the sin nature, living in Satan's cosmic system, that God will do whatever it takes to work in their heart, that they come to their senses, and rebound, get back into fellowship with God, the filling of the Spirit in their spiritual life, and then I pray that they will seek out a sound doctrinal Bible teaching church so they can grow up in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So the pivot can increase. Then God will deliver us from the fifth cycle of national discipline. So category number five, the national impact of the invisible hero. You see, the winner believer is an invisible hero. You're not on television. You're not in the newspapers. You're an invisible hero. What's holding this nation together right now are all those invisible heroes. That pivot of invisible heroes. That's why we're still here. Not because of all of the things that are going on with the Democrats, the liberals, the, oh, you name it. Pride Month. That's a good word, though, because pride is arrogant. We call it Arrogant Month. So let's get a couple of things here. One, the winner believer becomes a part of the pivot. A part of the pivot of spiritually mature believers in the client nation to God. The winner believer becomes a part of the pivot of spiritually mature believers in the client nation to God. Two, the size of that pivot in the client nation becomes the basis for either blessing or cursing to that nation. The size of that pivot of spiritually mature believers in the client nation becomes the basis for either blessing or cursing to that nation. A large pivot of spiritually mature believers means national blessing, national prosperity, historical preservation. But a small pivot of spiritually mature believers means the administration of national discipline from God. And God has set it all out for us in the Word of God. It's called the five cycles of national discipline. He goes through it in great detail in Leviticus chapter 26. Leviticus chapter 26, God explains the five cycles of national discipline. Three, the principle is that as goes the believer in the client nation to God, so goes that client nation. The principle is that as goes the believer in the client nation to God, so goes that client nation. Four, as the pivot shrinks, the client nation to God declines and is eventually destroyed by the administration of the fifth cycle of discipline. As the pivot shrinks, the client nation to God declines and is eventually destroyed by the administration of the fifth cycle of discipline. Five. Reversionism and apostasy among believers result in national disaster. Reversionism and apostasy among believers result in national disaster. While having a large pivot of mature believers means national prosperity. While having a large pivot of mature believers means national prosperity. Six, this is the salt principle in the Word of God. The salt principle, where the spiritually mature believer is the salt of the land. The salt of, now salt is a, was a preservative in the ancient world. It was a preservative. And the spiritually mature believer is the salt of a nation that is a, God uses to preserve that nation. Turn over to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. The salt principle. Matthew chapter 5. Nash, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. Now, salt in the ancient world was a preservative. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how will it be made salty again? It is good for nothing. It's good for nothing anymore, except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. See, the winner believer is the salt of the nation. Salt of the nation. Turn over to Mark chapter 9. Mark chapter 9, verse 50. Salt is good, but if the salt becomes unsalty, with what will you make it salty again? So, make sure you have salt in yourself and be at peace with one another. 7. The client nation to God, and as the United States of America is today, the client nation to God provides wonderful principles. These are all part of the client nation to God. All of these things function and are real. They're fantastic. But when they disappear, and there's a lot of people in this country that hate God, they hate the Word of God, they hate you and me, they hate Christians who believe the Bible is the Word of God. And if enough of those people are in our nation and gain control and power, then these things will all be removed and shut down. And that's the destruction of the client nation. So let me give them to you. The client nation to God, as the United States of America is today, provides wonderful principles such as 1, freedom for evangelism. Freedom for evangelism. You are free to fulfill your royal ambassadorship. You see, God has commissioned every one of us a royal ambassador for Jesus Christ. And you fulfill your royal ambassadorship by presenting Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. We are royal ambassadors for Christ. And to present Jesus Christ. And we, right now, we have the freedom for evangelism. Secondly, freedom for Bible teaching. And right now, local churches are free to teach the absolute truth of the Word of God. Freedom for Bible teaching. You were free to come here to learn the Word of God. Third, freedom for the function of the local church. Freedom for the function of the local church. Fourth, freedom for missionary activity. Freedom for missionary activity. And it's the client nation of God that sends out missionaries all over the world. It's the client nation of God that does that. And 5, freedom for Christian service. So the client nation of God is the United States of America is today, provides wonderful principles such as freedom for evangelism, freedom for Bible teaching, freedom for the function of the local church, freedom for missionary activity, freedom for Christian service. Now that brings us to category number six. Category number six, international impact of the invisible hero, the winner believer. International impact of the invisible hero. Let's amplify that. One, when winner believers live in the client nation to God, when winner believers live in the client nation to God, that client nation will send out spiritually mature missionaries throughout the world. When winner believers live in the client nation of God, that client nation will send out spiritually mature missionaries throughout the world. This is one of the important functions of the client nation to God, to send out spiritually mature missionaries. Two, the spiritually mature missionary must have wisdom, that's maximum metabolized doctrine in the heart, and must avoid legalism, making an issue only out of the grace gospel and sound Bible doctrine. Making an issue only out of the grace gospel and sound Bible doctrine. Three, when winner believers go to non-client nations as missionaries, they are the real source and usually the only source of blessing to that non-client nation. When winner believers go to non-client nations as missionaries, they are the real source and usually the only source of blessing to that non-client nation. Four, a non-client nation can be blessed by association even with just one missionary who is a winner believer and an invisible hero. A non-client nation can be blessed by association even with just one missionary who is a winner believer and an invisible hero. Well, we've gone through six categories of the greater grace blessing package. Six categories. There's nine categories in the greater grace blessing package. And every winner believer has all nine categories. So we'll pick up at number seven next Thursday. First class, we had only two. Now we're all the way up to six. We're smoking with our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.